Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. I'm Steve Hemphill, and Battle Plan is an ongoing discussion of how we put our faith into action. Our website is active-faith.org, and the email is stevehemphill1@me.com. Today, we have a very special guest who was a big, big part of the Taking Ground pilot episode. Welcome, Tim Llewellyn.
Hey there, Mr. Great to see you. Great to be on with you, man. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, so glad to have you here. Now, you've been acting for a while. Tell us a little bit about your background, and then we'll get to the Taking Ground episode.
Yeah, I've been acting since 2016. My whole life played football. Thought that that's what I was going to do. Was blessed to get to play football for Henderson State University in Arkadelphia, Arkansas, 2011 to 2015. Afterwards, was training to hopefully have a shot to play professionally. Midway through my college career, I did have a back injury. Really went off the deep end. Quick testimony. Got addicted to drugs, sex, and alcohol. Jesus radically saved my life. It's a miracle to be alive. One door closed with football. Another opened with acting. Fell in love with it, getting to tell folks stories. And it's been a form of therapy for me, honestly. Getting to partner with the Lord and have compassion on those for what folks have gone through in life. And it kind of leads into what we're doing with our, TV series with Taking Ground, and what I would love to talk about in regards to the significance of the material that we get to tell this story. And so, yeah, just acting. I'm very passionate about it by the grace of God. I love it so much and so grateful for it. And it's been a huge blessing in my life to get to do it with the Lord and just have fun, all for his glory in Jesus' name.
Well, your enthusiasm for life and for the Lord in general is very exciting to see. And it's also, I always said, enthusiasm is contagious. I've always believed strongly that way. But we're very excited to find you and get to include you in our Taking Ground pilot episode, which really what ended up being the key role in the pilot episode. So first, let me ask, how did you hear about Taking Ground and get connected with us? Because you and I didn't know each other. We weren't connected.
Yeah. So I actually saw a Facebook post. I saw a Facebook post because someone tagged my name in the Facebook post. I would not have, I don't know. I mean, God can do anything, but I would not have seen it necessarily if the person, a friend of mine, did not tag my name in Venus's Facebook post about it ended up being it, at the time it was just communicated as a spiritual warfare project. I don't believe the name was listed on the Facebook post.
No, it wasn't.
Basically, Venus made a comment or a post about saying that they're looking for the lead male role to act opposite of her, and I was blessed to get to act with her in Vindication. I believe in 2018 or something like that. And ultimately, I was like, anytime getting an opportunity to get to work with her, come on. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. She's a consummate professional, true professional, amazing sister in Christ and friend. So all that to say, I submitted my materials to the email that was provided, and here we are.
Amazing. I didn't really know Venus, but she heard about what I was doing through a mutual friend. And then she invited me to be on her group. She has a group that she has like mentors, and they all encourage each other in the acting arena. And so I went on there and met her. And then she started supporting our ministry, just financially would help us here and there, send a check to help our ministry at Active Faith. And she remembered you. And so it's really neat. I'd like to know who tagged you on her post, but she reposted it. And that was how the connection happened. And she plays your wife in the episode. Bob and Cheryl Sapel, y'all play that couple, and they are personal friends of mine. They are the true story behind the Taking Ground pilot episode. And by the way, I've sent them, it's not out yet, but it'll be out very soon, but I've sent that couple the episode, and they watched part of it and they had to stop because this is so close to their heart. They lost their son, and that is portrayed in that episode. So a few weeks ago, that was the last I heard from. I need to call them back. They pray for me every day. It's such a neat background story. But the episode really covers some kind of heavy subjects. And I think I was a little taken, and so was Charlie, with how focused you are as an actor when you're getting into a role like that. I'd never been on a set and known the people. And I just want to compliment your focus and creativity and effort to really portray this in an important way. Because what it ends up boiling down to is it's talking about forgiveness, and some of that is forgiving self, and reconciliation and demonic attack in the middle of all that. Satan uses those kind of things. When I teach, I often say, if you can't forgive, then it's like it becomes bitterness, and bitterness eats you up from the inside out. And bitterness is like cutting your own wrist and expecting the other person to bleed to death. You know, they won't bleed to death, but you might. So it's a self-inflicted wound. So we spent 3 days basically with you, or maybe almost four, doing all this. Do you have a favorite scene or favorite memory or something that was the biggest surprise, or just talk about that whole experience a little bit?
Yeah, first off, I just want to say thank you, man. It really means a lot. All glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. It's such an honor to get to tell this story, and the people who the story is about, ultimately they live in Sherman, which is near my parents, and which is they live my parents live in Denison, which I
Yeah.
thought was a cool small world type story stuff. But some favorite moments I've had, I think one of the moments that comes to mind, and I don't want to share too much just because I don't want to give away the story,
Right.
right?
Right.
But there was a moment where I think we found it as the creative direction was being established with Isaac and everyone involved. There was a moment where we were discovering how to formulate this next, sequence of actions that we were doing that have to do with the characters coming back in a way. Again, don't want to share too much, but ultimately, there was just a moment where you're like, I'm just like standing over the situation, and it's just like everything built up, and you're looking at it, and it honestly, as I'm talking about it, it reminds me of just like there's no turning back in life. When we choose Jesus, like he conquered sin, death, hell, and the grave, and we were faced with like we're about to dive in, and we're about to go to war, and we're saying yes to the call. We're saying yes. It's like once and for all, when that revelation comes of what the enemy tried to steal from us, when you realize there was a theft trying to come into your life, that's like a not the best feeling. It's uncomfortable. It feels like, wow, you tried to steal from me.
Yeah.
And it's like go time now. When that revelation hits, it's like, okay, time has been wasted. What has been going on in my life? It's like time to go to war, time to take back territory, taking ground. Come on. Come on, Steve.
Yeah,
But say
he
there's
comes to kill and destroy and steal. There's
right.
a verse that talks about that. So, you know,
Right. So yeah,
so
right.
go ahead.
Sorry. So with that being said, that moment as and tying back into why I want to dive into the role of the character by the grace of God is ultimately like we're telling someone's story. This is real. This is very serious, very real. And whatever the situation is, specifically with this one, it is a true story. So the honor, the call to take it seriously and really dive in, going there with the thoughts and all the things, laser focused by the grace of God is necessary, I believe wholeheartedly. So with that said, what an honor. And that was one of the moments. There was another moment towards the end as well. But so many moments that just connection with Venus, with Ben, with Isaac, with everyone on the set, it's so special. Everyone, the camaraderie, the unity, the joy, everyone operating with a grateful heart and like believing in the mission, unity, man, it's a blessing. Psalm 133, the Lord commanded a blessing. Brethren, my brethren who dwell together, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity, for there the Lord commanded a blessing, life forevermore. It's paraphrasing Psalm 133, but like that's how it felt on the set. Like-minded, wholehearted, huge blessing. And another moment that really stands out off the set, we all went out to play basketball at pitch black at night at a court, and we literally used it was four of us. Amber, Ben, Venus, and I, we were playing basketball. We had phones for our lights, lighting up the court, and it was pitch black playing horse, whatever it was. And man, just such a fun time. So God
Well,
willing, we'll do it.
since you brought this up, let me just ask you a little more about it. How would you compare working on the set with the Isaac as the director and this film crew and these actors, how do you compare with other projects you've been on? Was there something unique or different about it? What compare that?
Yeah, I mean, I've been blessed to be a part of amazing projects and everything, and all glory to God, like sets that were run in beautiful ways, and so very grateful for that. With this as well, I mean, it was just a very very collaborative process. I'm so grateful for that. Isaac made it very clear that we're gonna go on the journey together, and that right there, it means the world to me. He made it clear with all of us. He was very humble about everything, with the excellence that he carries. Very humble about everything. It's a beautiful gift that he has, and wanting to make it a team aspect, and hearing feedback, hearing perspectives. So that aspect right there, from the jump, is an actor's dream, I would say.
Yeah.
Is being like, let's come together. Let's really find this together. Even on the day, we're still coming up with new ideas, and his willingness to say, "Oh, you know what? Let's correct this here and there." And oh, I love that. So that aspect is and was such a blessing. And then just having fun, the
Yeah.
with how serious the material is, getting to still have fun and pray through it and laugh and have an amazing time through it, was a supernatural blessing. So
I appreciate you sharing
each
that part
set is
because.
different, though. I don't it's hard to compare because each set is a unique, beautiful experience. So I don't want to speak, there was amazing life-changing experiences on other sets, but this one was another life-changing, huge personal growth experience for me personally. Everything that was put in with everyone involved changed my life. I mean, you build a family on the set, and you build memories, life-changing memories that will always be with you. And those bond that of connection and camaraderie chemistry is such a special, unique thing, never to be taken for granted of, that I'm forever grateful for, especially with this set and everyone involved. So
Well, you played sports, so you understand the teamwork and the closeness you get. I played football in high school and stuff, so I always liked team sports, thought it was a good thing. But I'm glad to hear your perspective on that, because a couple of the other people involved said they'd never seen a crew and actors all work together so easily, with no conflict, with total peace, with the focus and as you kind of called it, unity. So that was interesting. Was there anything that was a big surprise to you overall?
Not necessarily. I mean, what was really cool, just to see the belief in with everyone involved like that. I mean, you never know what you're going to get into on a set. And you see the rallying around one another, like with Amber and with folks that showed up on the set to come support. Like, it was really felt like, man, it's a village, we're building this thing. We really believe in the vision and the mission of seeking to advance the kingdom of God through this story. And honest, I want to honor you, man. Like, thank you for your yes and obedience to the Lord. And you saying yes and stepping out in faith, childlike faith, in the face of extreme adversity, when we don't know it, when you're partnering with this particular story for your first time to go do it, the fear is trying to get you to throw the kitchen sink to get you to stop. But you're like, no, the Lord has called me to this. And you said yes. And look what has happened, man. Lives have been touched and changed from the love of Christ shining through you. So we honor you, man. And also want to say thank you to Amber and just Isaac, Venus, everyone involved, for this opportunity to get to be on the project, and just so grateful, man, and such a
Well, and
blessing.
we're hoping that this also leads to other great projects for you, and your career. And I know you and your dad are kind of forming a company, moving forward with some things in this industry too. So wish you the best on that. So check out Taking Ground. This you're looking at the star here of the pilot episode, the main focus character, Bob, and. It'll be streaming on the For the One Studios site, and then later on our site, and hopefully other places after that. And we're entering in film festivals, so watch for Taking Ground. Check with active-faith.org and see the other projects that are on the works. And if you have interest in helping this project move forward, or holding some event in your area, let us know. And as we end this episode, I want to say, you know, just Tim, thank you for being a part of this. Thank you for your enthusiasm for the Lord and for this way that you're serving Him. Thank you for that being contagious through your easy communication and enthusiasm for it. It means a lot. And you who are listening, share this episode with other people. This is, we feel like, a life-changing episode talking about forgiveness and reconciliation and taking ground back. And that's what this series is called, Taking Ground. So we want to remind you as we close to keep praying, because prayer works. And remember that God loves you and I love you too. Have a great day.